Yeah, very disappointed. We came here to win. I thought we were in the game for large parts of it, and unfortunate last 15 minutes they were applying pressure in our 22, and you know, they went for multiple scrums and they scored that try, and that put us under huge pressure. And I felt their bench made a big impact. And you know, we lost Pete in the warm up and lost Tyke pretty early, and just John Ryan pretty early. So we were quite thin there at the end. But you know, very tough game of rugby against the champions in their backyard. Incredibly proud of our guys. And like I said, we came here to win. So very disappointed that we lost.
Any update on Tyke so far?
No, I haven't spoken to him. It looks pretty serious. Damo, our physio, was there with him first, so I just immediately called a red, meaning he's off. And losing John Ryan there, which looks also like a pretty serious calf injury, and losing Peter in the warm up and losing Andrew Conway to an HI was tough to take in this game.
You still had a chance at the end, though, maybe to get a losing bonus point. You could have kicked the goal. You went to the corner, didn't work out. What were you thinking? Was that your call or on the pitch call?
No, look, you always back the decisions on pitch. They decided to go to the corner. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for us. But a lot of rugby left in this pool. The fact that Saracens didn't score four tries. I think it's 17, 11, 10 now, if I'm not mistaken. So the Paris game becomes a knockout game for us now, so we need to go and win in Paris.
There was a big moment here just underneath us too, a big kind of, I suppose, fight, we'll say. Kind of seemed to turn the game on for Saracens. They really grew into the game from that moment on. Was that something you managed to see?
Yeah, look, I don't know what happened there. Obviously a lot of people involved, which is never nice to see. And then you know, we missed that penalty. I think the score was 6-3 at that stage, so had we gone there to 9-3, it could have put momentum to our side. So we missed that penalty, and now that's what I said earlier in the week. To come and win here, only one side have managed to do that. You need to be at your utmost best and take all of your opportunities. And unfortunately, we left one or two opportunities out there.
Saracens have said that your club doctor said something to Jamie George that provoked the fight.
I've got no idea what happened there. Obviously, we'll go and look into that, but obviously not going to go on any speculation, so we're going to have a talk.
Okay. Would you be disappointed if that is what happened?
I'm not going to speculate on it. There's so many things that happen in the game of rugby. I don't want to see a fight between two teams, especially of this quality, so now we'll go and have a chat.
Yo, how serious is Peter Mann's issue or injury?
Very difficult to say. Pulled out as you know, started the warm up pretty well, but pulled out with his groin. Very frustrating to lose your captain in the warm up, especially for a game like this, and then to lose Tyke, your other loose forward. You know, made the line out very interesting from our side. You know, well done to Billy for, you know, adapting. It was something we went hard at last week and kind of took to I don't know what to call it in English, but you know, we're down two men in the lineout, and also the poach threat. Obviously, that's two of our best poachers. But look, it's a game of rugby. You've got to adapt, and I thought the guys that came on did all they could.
So against a feeling you leave now with regret. It felt like it was a chance there to take something.
I won't say regret. I'll say disappointment. We came here to win. You know, we thought we prepared really well, and you know, like I said, it was a massive battle. You could see it out there, and two very good rugby teams, and unfortunately we came up short.
Good. Thank you. Cheers.